is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now in today's gospel reading, we hear of Jesus as the good shepherd. Twice in today's gospel reading, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd. And when Jesus points to himself as the good shepherd, he doesn't just use empty words. He doesn't just talk. He doesn't just say, I'm the good shepherd, and then leave it at that. He explains why he is truly called the good shepherd. But the reality is, Jesus isn't just a good shepherd. He is a great one. So what exactly are the characteristics of a good shepherd? In order for us to understand what it takes to be a good shepherd, we must first look at the sheep. We know the characteristics of sheep, right? We know a good shepherd is one who has to protect those sheep. Sheep have no real defense mechanism. When the wolf attacks, what does a sheep have to defend itself? Nothing. A wolf and a sheep are on two different levels. So knowing that, we have to say that a sheep needs a shepherd who would be willing to risk it all, even his life, to protect and save the sheep. A good shepherd would stand in the way of the wolf who is trying to attack the sheep. What kind of shepherd would be willing to do such a thing? If we were to guess, we would probably have to say that a person who owns all these sheep. Jesus even says this in our gospel reading for today when he says, he who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So a hired hand who doesn't own the sheep ultimately doesn't lay down his life for the sheep. He's not going to risk it all because he doesn't own them. He flees because he has no real vested investment here. If one sheep were to die, it really wouldn't affect the hired hand all that much. He may lose his job, but in the end, he's not going to risk his life over that. However, on the flip side, the owner of the sheep loves those sheep, cares for those sheep, and that affects him a lot. If he loses one, he is greatly troubled by this. This is the mindset of the shepherd, that not one sheep should be harmed or lost to the wolf, which is why we see the shepherd take such a life and death stand to protect his sheep. Now, five times in our reading, Jesus references the shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. It's no coincidence. This is a good indication of the characteristics that make up a good shepherd. So now that we know what a good shepherd does, how does that impact our lives? How do the words of Jesus translate over from sheep, animals, to us, human beings? We aren't sheep, we're people. So what exactly does that mean for us? Well, throughout the scripture, Jesus uses worldly examples to help us in understanding what he's trying to teach us. Jesus is teaching us something very important in today's gospel reading. He is trying to show us that he has a vested interest in us, as opposed to the hired hand. He shows us just what he is willing to do in order to save us, because we are his sheep. He says many times that a good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the sheep is in trouble, the shepherd risks it all to save that sheep. It should be no surprise to us that Jesus has done that very thing for each and every one of us. We are in serious trouble when it comes to the sins that we commit. We know that. We look back at our past and we say, why did I do that? Because of sin. And so Jesus stops at nothing to redeem us, to get us back, to save us from the prowling wolf. So he risks it all. And so, as we look at ourselves, as we examine ourselves, there are some things that we realize about ourselves. We haven't really been good stewards with the gifts that God has given to us. We really haven't been all that loving to our neighbor. And I'm not talking about the person living directly next to you, but people in the world. We haven't loved them as God has called us to do that. And to be honest, we've taken God's gifts and we've kind of taken them for granted. And last but certainly not least, we doubt the person and work of Jesus. We doubt that there was a person who was willing to do this, that he was the Son of God, that he was born of the Virgin Mary. We have doubts in our minds. What does this all mean? And so, God, knowing these things, sends his Son. You know, the fact of the matter is, phrases such as, if God truly loves me, why do bad things happen? That comes from our minds. If Jesus is all-powerful, why hasn't he cured my family member or friend of their dreaded illness? The truth is, we doubt the love that God has for us. But today's gospel reading squashes that doubt. Jesus' words and actions show us a different story. It shows us that Jesus is willing to sacrifice himself for us, for you. Now you may be sitting there and saying, well, who am I? What am I? What's so special about me? Why would God the Father send his beloved Son for me? It's because you are his creation. He loves each and every one of you. Jesus spoke these words to the people before he was put on trial. Before he was crucified, he was foreshadowing what was going to happen to him and what he was willing to do for us. Namely, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus lays down his life for you to save you from that prowling wolf, to save you from your sins. The same sins that make us look like sheep that are running over a cliff. Your death. That is what sin does to us. It kills us. It takes what is alive and it puts it to death. But Jesus is full of life. He is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep, laying down his life for us so that we will have life. And even more comforting are the words when Jesus says, I know my own and my own. Jesus knows you personally, each and every one of you. He knows who you are, and he knows what you need. God has strived to fix this broken relationship. Jesus comes to us in the flesh, just like a shepherd who is among the sheep that he tends. We are his, and he cares for us dearly. Again, we see through the life of Jesus that he is willing to lay down his life for us as we have seen him do on the cross. He does it of his own accord, meaning that he does it willingly. Just listen to what Jesus says. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down my own life on my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down. I have the authority to take it up again. Oftentimes we say that we took Jesus' life. The truth is, Jesus wouldn't have allowed it to happen, and he would not have died on the cross if he didn't want to. He wouldn't have had to have been on trial. He wouldn't have had to have been beaten and bruised. Wounded. that shows us the love that he has for us. He was willing to endure a crucifixion, a harsh, painful death for us, to save us, his beloved sheep. God the Father has gathered us together through Jesus. His own blood unites us. It gathers us all together as his people on this earth. We are brought back as the children of God once more because of the work of Jesus Christ. This isn't just good news for us. This is great news for us. It's great that we have a Savior who can sympathize with us, who can see us in our weakness, who knows what those weaknesses are, who even suffered in the same way that we do. He carried those burdens that we have, those burdens that we can't handle. And he has given us new life and salvation. He has stopped at nothing to make you his own, bringing you into his flock once more. He has purchased and won you by his death and resurrection. The blood of Jesus is now your lifeblood. It cleanses you with the forgiveness that you need. It binds you together with him. And it binds us together, one another here in this church and throughout the world. One thing we must remember are the words that Jesus spoke to us when he said, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Jesus has done just that for you. Today we receive the very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. His blood was shed for us, for his own accord. Was it pleasant? No. But God saw that this was necessary for us, for our salvation. And so today we are able to partake of one of the greatest gifts that God could ever give us. The true body and blood of Jesus Christ in with and under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus laid down his life for you. He has given you everything that you could possibly need to save you from death and to give you everlasting life. In the resurrection of Jesus, we receive everlasting life. That doesn't just make Jesus a good shepherd. That makes him a great one. In the name of Jesus. Christ has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.